Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. Hi, Jazzy.
Babies?
Boobies. Boobies.
Oh. No, thank you.
And more boobies.
No, thank you.
Yes, because tonight we're going to talk about bikini parts and what goes in them.
Yeah, boobies would go in bikinis.
They would. So, I was thinking, and I wanted to come up with, I actually thought about doing this topic for the show for a little while, and I figured, you know what? What the heck? We're going to do it this week. And I kind of touched on it, I used a pun there, touched on it a bit in Renee's show on Sunday about sex, sexuality, that whole nine yards of stuff that goes into some of the movies that we enjoy and watch, and well, why do we? And stuff like that. So we're going to talk about that and other stuff like that, too. Yeah. Are you excited?
That sounds fun.
Does it?
It does.
Excellent. Because you know what? I'm going to throw in... No, I'm not. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, we're going to get out of the way. Two sets of things. One, I've got a very important news thingy to announce. Are you ready for it?
Is the world going to end?
Are you ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready? Got the needle. Got the needle on the record. It's a go. You ready?
I'm ready. Go.
Okay.
Go.
The world is not going to end tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
So glad to hear that.
Not yet. Could be soon, but not tomorrow.
Tomorrow's my day off, so I'm glad to hear it's not going to end tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, I get a day off. I don't have to make French fries tomorrow.
What the hell is day off? Like, seriously?
Like, you don't go into work? It's a magical thing, okay?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Magical.
I don't think I've ever done that.
You should try it sometime.
Oh, I think I did try it, and that's why I stopped going back to the place with the other stuff there, because they threw me out. Because I got bored.
Did you eat all the cookies?
They ran out of cookies. And I was still hungry. So I started eating all the patrons. I like that word, patrons.
People, don't ever run out of cookies when it involves ZZ.
Like, seriously. For sure.
They should know better than this.
They should.
But we've taught everyone this.
That's what the show is all about, is teaching people the proper way to make sure that when the apocalypse comes and you see my frazzled, ferdinious, kind of gangrenous butt running your way, you make sure you got cookies. Because if you don't have them cookies ready for me to come by, I'm going to eat you. Just saying.
Always have the cookies.
Always have the cookies.
But no oatmeal cookies.
Yeah, no oatmeal. And leave the raisins for Maria, because she likes the raisins. I'm not so big a fan on the raisins. Raisins are like God's boogers. Just saying. Actually, you know what my mom used to say?
No one wants to eat boogers. Ew.
My mom used to say about raisins and cookies were, oh, those are dead flies.
Ew.
And I used to think, no wonder I don't like them. Dead flies just don't sound right to me. So I always found that amusing afterwards in life when I said, oh, ha, 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 I still ain't eating them. They're disgusting.
No one wants dead flies.
Yeah, flies are like wrong, so wrong. Raisins, Maria can keep them. Oh, man, all these conversations going on Facebook. How the hell am I supposed to do everything? Oh, I know. I'll start cloning. Boy, are you guys ever going
to
be
in
trouble.
You're supposed to get off of Facebook.
No, I found that it's okay now.
Just for the show.
It's okay now. What? They've been fixing some stuff in Facebook Land. So as long as I don't go into the homepage of it, it's okay, because that's where it runs the scripts, and those scripts are the ones that are like nasty, nasty boys, nasty. Hmm. So yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah. So, back to number two. So, we watch movies on weekend, because that's what I do. Wait a sec. You haven't been with us a couple of weeks, have you?
No.
So you missed the discussion on some other movies. I'll recap for you.
Okay,
last week,
recap.
Sharknado, bad movie, kind of funny, stupid, watchable. Superman, boring. Predictable.
No one likes predictable.
I know, seriously. Like, what the hell? I knew you'd say that. Wait, no, I knew I'd say that. Wait. Who knew I would say that? I knew that I... Oh, Gadzooks and Jim Bobbing the Cricket. But this weekend, guess what movie I watched? Guess what movie I watched? Come on, throw a movie out. I may have watched it.
Little Birdie told me you watched Despicable Me 2. Is that
no,
true?
That was two weekends ago.
Oh. Well, I watched that too, and I loved it.
Okay, let's talk about that one for a second then. Oh, crap, I want to see Wolverine, but I haven't gotten around to see that yet. Despicable Me 2. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you liked Despicable Me 2.
Loved it.
Okay. See, I was kind of a little on the ambivalent side of it. I thought it had some amusing bits. I loved the transformation of the minions to the zombie minions. That was funny. I enjoyed that immensely. The zombie minions with their own language. That was
funny. Don't forget that they go...
And... Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was amused immensely by the fart gun. Especially the one line when the one guy was being serenaded at the door. And now, time for the 21 gun fart gun salute. I heard 22. That was funny. But it's one of those movies that, for me, worked only on the kids' level. You know? When we get some of these animated movies out there that are both cute and cuddly for the kids, but then also have a adult tone that works too, like Shrek and a lot of other Pixar movies, I found this one just didn't have that adult section. It was just kind of all kids, which is fine. It's a kids movie, so I don't have a problem with that. But I was just like, oh, I kind of expected a little bit more. That was sad. But you enjoyed it.
I loved it, and we have so many inside jokes with it at work now, because I went with two of my coworkers, and so now, if we're ever angry, we look at each other, like the purple minions, and go, bah! At each other, and they understand. Or if we're like, if it starts getting crazy at work, we're like, bee-doo, 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 and they run over and help. It's funny. And everyone else at work is like, what is wrong with you guys? And then we just laugh.
Gotcha.
'Tis what we do.
I'm multitasking. I do that. Multitask, multitask. That's what I do. I'm a Zach. Wait a second. Now I'm rounding again. Okay, so back to the regular show. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Oh. I just got to throw another movie into my list here of movies I'm going to talk about. What the hell was it? Oh, man, I can't remember the name of a movie. Now I got to look it up. What was that movie? In the Window. Bomp, bomp.
Hey, War Dog!
Hey, War Dog! Awesome! That's what that name of that movie was. Awesome.
Really?
No, not War Dog. It was called Saturn 3.
You said it was called Awesome.
No, it was called Saturn 3.
Oh, stop confusing me.
Well, why not? Confusing is fun.
To the person doing the confusing, not to the person being confused.
Well, that's the whole point of why I do this show. I confuse people. I confound them. I astound them. I throw them a bucket note and say, what's in it? And they say, I don't know. There's nothing in it. BAMP! Then I knock their head in it. And then feed from the top of the brain, because that's where the tasty parts are. Yes? Yes? Yes?
If you say so.
Well, of course I say so. By the way, I can hear you typing.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so back to the show. Sex.
Sex.
Why does it sell movies?
Because who doesn't want to imagine things every once in a while?
Okay, that's what sells porn movies. And
you said sells movies.
Well, I did. And that's what sells softcore teeny bopper movies. Because, you know, all the kiddies want to say, oh, look at what they're doing. They're playing with the bits. Oh! And, you know. But what sells, why does sex sell in horror movies? And sci-fi movies. And fantasy movies. But to a greater degree, because this is a horror show, we'll talk about horror and... Not to be confused with the other word that sounds an awful lot like that and sometimes can be confused in pronunciation to sound something a little bit like on the Natalie people working in the other side of life type stuff. Word. Word. So, you got any quick thoughts on why horror sells so well? Why so... Actually, let's even dial this back just a wee bit. Can you think of a horror movie from, let's say, the 70s to the 2000s in which a spot of sexuality was not introduced in the movie? Either it's a sexy hot chick or it's a scene where two lovers are doing a nasty thing and then, oh my, look what happened to them.
Or a sexy guy starts stripping.
Oh. Well... Here's the thing.
Oh, wait.
We'll get to the sexy guy start stripping, because that really did not start in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 2000s. That started much later in 2000s. You don't find
really?
Very many horror movies with men stripping or naked. Men are not normally naked in horror movies.
So why is it always women in horror movies?
Well, let's think about the dynamic. Who was watching horror movies in the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
Okay, men.
Boys and men. Well, we'll call it boys and boy men. Because men watch whatever they enjoy. They don't just watch stuff to see boobies. We enjoy stuff to see boobies because, hey, they're boobies. But we don't get titillated with it. I love that word, too, by the way, in context of boobies. Come on, that was funny. That was a good use of the punation. Oh, my gosh. If you're not going to get the words, young lady, I'm going to get a stick and poke you.
I was distracted.
Stop being distracted. Multitask like a mother hen. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. I got to chase dog away.
Yes, and turn the thingy down. But, okay. So, I'm going to talk to the chat room then. Hi, chat room. How's it going? I see War Dog in the chat room. I see TJ, and I see Matthew. And I see Guillermo del Salazar. Hey. I don't know this person. Who is this person? I must know more. And I hopefully pronounced your name correctly. Guillermo. Man, I know how to pronounce that properly.
I think Wardog's distracted by just boobies.
Everybody is distracted by boobies. That's why we enjoy it. It's amusing. Just like confusing people and confounding them and sticking their head under a bowl of water. Yes.
Oh, look, we have a gobble darling, too.
And, yes. Oh, no, that's a gooby darling. Yes, it's a gooby, not a gobble. But he might change his name. Or her name. I don't know what it is. But yes, this is kind of my observation as to what's going on in with sex and boobs and naughty bits in movies. Or horror movies, anyways. And science fiction movies, too, but to a lesser degree, more degree in the horror movies. You almost pretty much have a guaranteed sexy shot in a horror movie. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how... Oh, and my gosh, I have to remember the guy's name. Oh, what the hell was it? Dario Argento. If you guys have not watched one of his movies, you are missing out on some serious boobage in a horror movie. I'm going to start with that one with a movie called Mother of Tears. For those people who are in the chat room, probably know a little bit about the horror scene. Dario Argento is one of the classic Italian horror directors. He's got some really wacky movies. Suspiria being one of them, which is part of the trilogy, and Mother of Tears was supposed to be the third part of this trilogy of movies. Now, Jazzy, stay with me here on this.
Okay.
This is a movie about a reincarnated force of evil that is basically trying to come back to Earth to spread chaos, insanity, and all that other fun stuff just because that's what she likes. Now, she's a sexy babe. She wears very little clothing. But, you know, that's all good. You don't really get to see her until near the end of the movie. By the way, lots of spoiler alerts in this particular discussion on this movie and possibly a few others. Now, so our heroes, who happen to be Asia Argento, which if anybody has seen the movie Triple X, have you seen the movie Triple X with Vin Diesel?
Yes.
So you remember the Russian girl in the movie?
Oh, God, it's been forever, but yes.
Okay. Well, that's Asia Argento. She's
okay.
Dario's daughter, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very important premise to understand here in this particular discussion. Now, in this movie, there is a scene of two lesbian women. They're having their quiet, delicate, very emotional, cute moment. And then in walks the demon guy and the monkey. Oh, by the way, there's an evil monkey in this movie. It's hilarious. And
evil
what they
monkey?
Do? Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, I should tell. Oh, I should probably find the clip for Greg too and share that with him because it's the devil monkey. But
I have to watch it just for devil monkey.
Yeah, the monkey's in the like the first 10 minutes. Creepy as heck. Best part of the whole freaking movie is that first 10 minutes when they're racing through the library. Love that scene. But so the lesbian women. Because why should you say lesbian women? Because it's always pretty much guaranteed that it's women. Are having their tender moment. In walks the evil priest. In walks the little bad creatures with him. And what do? They promptly separate them, throw one of them against the other side, and take the other one and take a post. And what's the word I'm trying to think of here? There's a very specific word I'm thinking here. Impales her.
No!
Right through this bottom part into the skull part. Okay? It's a violent, violent scene. It's one of these like, oh my god, that's a traumatic scene. I hope no kids watch this movie because that's a freaking traumatic scene. Alright?
That's just owie.
And then the other girl, they basically proceed to spend like maybe 20, 30 minutes chopping her up into little bits. Alright? And there's no purpose for the scene whatsoever. It's like, oh, they're trying to get information from the one girl who knows something about something on the other side. And it's like, all right, cool. So, yeah, good. That scene. Random, violent, sexual. Okay, let's confuse the issues there. So the thing that really twigged my tinkle toes in this movie was, in the middle of the movie, there is what we call a gratuitous sex scene, a gratuitous shower scene. There's no purpose for the scene in the movie whatsoever. It does not serve any plot purpose. It does not serve any character development purpose. It serves no purpose except, ooh, titillation, boobies. Asia Argento is his daughter. She's in the shower scene. He's directing this shower scene.
So he chooses Creepy. To show his daughter's boobies.
In every single movie she's in. With him. He's the director, and he's always got her in some kind of nude scene of some sort. Now, there's no sex, but it's like nude. You can see her pretty pits. Pretty parts. Sorry, that was meant to be a couple of different words that kind of got mixed in together. So
bits and pieces and pretty
bits and pieces. Yes. So, most horror movies have always been geared towards men. And older boys, however you want to call the age segments in there. I don't really particularly concern myself, but guys, let's put it that way, as a euphemism covering in all of them. And I'm fine, I'm a guy, I'll watch movies just to see the booby shots, like, oh, look, the booby shot. I can remember as a kid, it's like, oh, look, side boob. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Come on, that was funny
you
stuff.
You were one of those kids?
Of course. Every kid was.
For side boob?
Well, at that time, you didn't see boobs on TV. Holy crap, with the restrictive nature that you have in America and Canada, well, more in America than in Canada, naughty bits weren't shown on TV. It wasn't until the advent of specialty channels and HBO and movie channels and all this stuff where you could actually see nudity on TV.
It was now you just blur out the nipple.
No, actually, you don't even do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah. If you come up to Canadian TV, it's much more open about sexuality and stuff like that. It's like, oh, she's naked? Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not the end of the world. What? It's wrong? No, it's perfectly normal. People get naked all the time. You're naked under your clothes. Everybody is. But back to some other movies that I enjoyed with this whole concept of nudity in the movie being a focal or feature point. Boobage, as War Dog says, was forbidden at that time. It was almost, they'd think we were Puritans back then. Oh yeah, do you know what Puritans are, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the whole idea of the Puritans was no nudity, no, you can't see nothing. It's just, women must be fully clothed, that's it. And then the whole, ooh, look, I'm sexy. It raised the little dress a little bit. Oh, look, you can see an ankle. Ooh, titillation. I'm going to use that word a lot, by the way, tonight, titillation.
Oh dear.
It makes me giggle. So, back to a few other movies that I am acutely aware of in this kind of category. One of the things that I see as the connection between sex and violence in horror movies is that it's penance. You get naked on screen, you're going to die. Have you ever noticed that about horror movies?
Considering I tend to not watch so many horror movies because I scare easily.
You've seen Halloween, though, right? You've seen Friday the 13th. You've seen A Nightmare on Elm Street, right? Those are the three. Call them the holy trinity of the 80s horror movies.
I have not, but I've been in art classes where they've talked about the first shower scene in a horror movie and...
Oh my god!
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my god. I'm like, oh my god here. Oh my.
No, we are not tying me down and gluing my eyelids open to watch horror movies.
That's actually, no, I'm sorry. I had to, oh my god, because I saw a Facebook post and I had to say like. Okay.
Well,
so,
I just want this to be known to our audience. We are not tying me down and gluing my eyelids open to force me to watch horror movies. Not going to happen.
Okay, George. Yes! Cancel that request to move over to Jazzy's place tonight, okay? Oh, okay! Click. So, okay, so I've canceled that. Good. Let's move on to the next thing. So, Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, movies like that. It was always the slutty girl, the... making out with the jock guy, and they're having that, oh, look, we know that they're doing naughty stuff over there, but you can't see nothing. Oh, wait, now you can. Oh, my goodness, look at that. Okay, they're dead. So it's always the morality issue that's being thrown at you over and over again, hitting you over the head with a blunt 2x4. Oh, yeah, I like Clockwork Orange. That was a good movie. That's science fiction, though. That's not horror. We'll get back to that, though, too, because I got a few selections in that category as well. So, it seemed at a time period back then in the, call it the 80s and 90s, is that they wanted to bring in nudity and sexuality and bring it in and throw it in your face into movies, but they had to justify it somehow so that Hollywood could say, look, it's perfectly normal. Look, they get naked, they die. Obviously, it's meant to be a morality impression so that, you know, you can say, nudity's bad, but we still want to see it. Right?
But, I mean, okay, is this like saying watching nudity is bad? Or, because, I mean, it's... Someone's in a shower scene, they're taking a shower, you're going to get naked to take a shower, does that mean you're going to die?
Yes, in a horror movie it does. In any horror movie, when you see somebody having a shower scene, they are going to die. It is like a part of the unwritten rules for movies being made. Okay, so War Dog is talking about A Clockwork Orange. It's an awesome movie, it has this one weird scene about the milk bar. It's a post-apocalyptic world has kind of gone to crap and people are really weird and they're trying to survive, and there's a milk bar with naked people serving as tables where they put their... It's a weird movie. But that, I kind of think, is a different part of the nudity aspect in movies, because in science fiction tries to take the different tone on nudity in horror, nudity in movies, in film. Sticking with horror now for a little bit longer, because I like horror. Horror makes me think, ooh, look, funny. So, I think I covered the whole penalty perniciousness. Yes, I wanted to use an expression that I came up with while I was typing some notes down. Are you ready? Are you ready, Jazzy? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The pernicious perdition of promiscuity.
Those are big words.
Yes, they are. I love big words, and I will not lie. Bom, 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 bom. Okay, so now I'm going to move to a couple of movies that I absolutely love for different reasons. And sexuality and nudity play a very important part in these movies. Life Force, which, as many people who are in the chat room many times in the past, in the present, in the future, and whatever else, will know, I love this movie. This movie is space vampires. This movie is such a well-done movie of science fiction horror that I think it's one of those all-time great movies. But it has a scene where the bad girl, Matilda May, gets up off the table, because she's basically been a dried-up husk of a soul. It's been sitting in space, I don't know, say thousands of years, and they brought her to Earth, put her on the table, and she sucked out the life of some guy, then sucked out the life of another guy, then sucked out the life of another guy, and rebuilt her body. And it just happens to be one of those gorgeous drop-dead types of bodies. Nice-looking young woman.
And she happens to be naked.
Well, she didn't have any clothes on. What did you expect? So there's this whole 5 to 10 minute sequence of her walking out of the Defense Ministry's building, sucking the souls out of every guy that she ends up walking past, because that's what she does. She's a space vampire. Yes, Wardog, Life Force. If you haven't seen that movie, you should watch it. I think maybe he did watch it, and he just shared a comment. I don't think I'm going to... Yes, he has seen the movie. Do you know who Captain Picard is from Star Trek?
Is that the bald guy?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
He's in the movie, too.
No way.
He dies very badly. Ooh, it's so funny. But, so, there's this 5-10 minute scene of her just walking out of the Defense Ministry, butt naked. Perfect body. You know what I mean? You see front nudity, you see back nudity, it's complete, she's naked.
Oh dear.
It's a British movie. They're more, compared to the American television networks, they're a little bit more upbeat and open about it. This movie showed fully uncut like that in Canada as well, because we're just like that as well. So, that movie, always loved that movie, okay? It's a great movie, even with the sexuality in that movie, because it plays a part in the way that the vampires are done. Another movie, similar concept, different kind of movie, is one called Innocent Blood. It's a French-Canadian movie, and I can't remember the name of the girl who stars in it. She's a beautiful young woman, but she's a vampire, and she's basically come to realize that her feeding habits have unleashed a few vampires in the city, and she wants to clean up her mess by killing the vampires that she didn't want sired, so that it's not going to cause any more problems. She ends up falling in love with a human, and this whole nine yards. So there's a lot of nudity for her, and a lot of sexuality play for her, hitting on a few other people, and the bad guys who happen to be Mafia Bob mobster bosses. Hey, we have a Perky Nortons as well. What the?
I see that. And Perky Nortons is asking,
why is the best nudity Buck? I don't know. Who is Buck?
And who is Buck?
I don't know. I'm sure he's a happy feller. Especially if he gets to see the best nudity. Yep. Hi, Perky. I'm going to type that in the chat room now, too. But we're moving on. So, in that vein, those two movies is all about the vampires. And the sex, and the nudity, and the whole thing going on there is more about the raw nature of vampirism, as like, there's always that drive towards desire, and I think that's one of the thingies that's always been played with vampires, is that it's always about lust. It's always about the desire, the drive, that nature to just go that way sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So on that note, I'm going to holler out at EW and say, hey, roll that funky thing, whatever it was called. I know what it's called.
Are you ready, Bob?
Yes.
How about you, lovely?
I'm a bit scared.
Okay, team, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody's outside, so come on, let's ride to the builder's yard around the corner. The gang's all here, and it's time for us to do what we wanna. There's a house with a roof that leaks. It's an urgent job, and it could take us weeks. There's Dizzy, Lofty, and Roly too. Wendy always knows just what to do. And there's no job too big or small. With Scoop and Mum, we can do it all. Metal, brick, or wood, it's all good, and we can always send in the tractor.
A little bit of timber and a saw, a little bit of fixing, that's for sure. A little bit of digging up the roads, a little bit of moving heavy loads, a little bit of tiling on the roof, a little bit of making waterproof, a little bit of concrete mixed with sand.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Mix it up to the sound, dig a hole in the ground. Take one step left and one step right, and one to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice, and if it looks like this, then you're doing it right.
A little bit of timber and a saw, a little bit of fixing, that's for sure. A little bit of digging up the roads, a little bit of moving heavy loads, a little bit of tiling on the roof, a little bit of making waterproof, a little bit of concrete mixed with sand, a little bit of bomb to build a man.
Mambo level 6 and 7, 8!
Timber and a saw, a little bit of fixing, that's for sure. A little bit of digging up the roads, a little bit of moving heavy loads, a little bit of tiling on the roof, a little bit of making waterproof, a little bit of concrete mixed with sand, a little bit of bomb the builder man.
There's Roly, Lofty, Scoop, Mop, and Dizzy. So much work to keep us all busy. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. The Builder Man.
Yes, we can. We've got a future in music, then.
A little bit of timber and a saw.
Gets me all excited.
A little bit of concrete mixed with sand.
All right.
Yeah.
Lovely.
A little bit of bomb, bomb, bomb. The Builder Man.
That was Mambo Number 5 by Bob the Builder.
I was going to say, hey, I know that song. And then I was like, no, those aren't the right words.
Yes, they are. They're as right as the rain that falls in Spain. And whatever, whatever, whatever. But if you have sex on TV, you're going to be in pain.
Oh, dear.
So here's the thing that I did as a funny little search, because I like to search. I have a thing about information. I like information. More information that can be fed into my brain means my happier brain, because with the cookies, with the information, with the brain going into my brain, it's a good thing. So on IMDb, We all love IMDb. Internet Movie Database. Bah, wah, 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 wah. As it were, they actually have a list. Top 10 boobs of horror movies.
Oh dear, really?
Abso-freaking-tutely. I don't agree with all of them, but I've seen all of these movies except for one of them. So we're going to count down this list. Are you ready? Can you dig it? Engineers, get your engines.
Do I need to look up this list?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure you'll know one or two of these movies, and then the rest of them will be, what the hell is that?
I kind of want to know what I'm going into, though.
Okay, fine. I'll give you the list. I won't completely surprise the crap out of you on this. You know, sometimes... It's important to be sharing information. So,
sharing is caring.
Caring is sharing. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. Where's my cookies? Say on the table.
I sent
That's
them
the
with
only
the
right
monkeys.
Answer.
Did you not get them?
Oh, yeah. I ate the monkeys already, too.
Oh, you ate the monkeys? Okay.
Oh, they were tasty.
I guess I have to send you some more.
Yes. Okay. So, number one on this list. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
How do you know what I did last summer?
Because I'm psychotic.
No.
Oh, yes, I am.
I tried to be secretive about it.
Please, as if. Ooh, I never realized Anne Hesh was in that movie. Haha, I'd completely forgotten about that. Well, so, boob shot in that movie has Jennifer Love Hewitt, who has a tasty set of memory glands, which are well displayed in this movie. Huh?
I said, if you say so.
Well, I'm a guy. It's going to be the case. We're gonna observe these things. So, that's their number one. Their number two. Wait a sec. Is this in descending order or ascending order? Can't really. Oh no. You know what?
It's oh no, because they say number one. But
number
then
one
they
for the
say...
movie, then number 10 for the person. Okay, so I get it. So, first one is their movie, and then their person is Jennifer Love Hewitt, because she's a beautiful young woman who's kind of gone off another deep end with some of the projects she's done afterwards, but she's a lovely lady. Number two here is Scream, and I would agree with the person, but I would have put her much farther up in the rank here, Rose McGowan, who, as we all know, was also in a lovely movie called Planet Terror as Candy, the girl who has a machine gun strapped to her leg because it got chopped off.
No.
Perky.
Don't chop off the legs.
This is a boob list. This is not actually about nudity in this movie. However, nudity will be in this list, but it's a boob list. I couldn't actually go into the nudity. Actually, maybe I can. Ooh, that's a good question. IMDb nudity list. Let's see, what do they got? What do they got? What do they got? What do they got? Oh. Oh.
Wait, so do they have a boob list and then a nudity list?
Yeah, the list I'm looking at was the boob list.
They have a nudity one?
I'm curious about this one. Longest on-screen nudity. Huh.
Who is it?
Huh. Well, I can tell you it's mostly not American or Canadian movies. and Life Force is in the list! Awesome! Excellent. I love it. Return of the Living Dead is... Oh, yes, that's right, because of the punk chick scene. Yep. I don't know that movie. However, some of the weirdest movies in there are... completely foreign, even in French. I see one movie here called Cheeky in the translation. Okay, that works. Uh-huh. Okay, so we're not going to go over that list. How about this list? Let's take a look at this. Nudity in Films 2011. Bad Teacher? Yep, I've seen that movie. Bridesmaids? I haven't seen that movie. Never heard of that movie. Don't know that movie. Heard of that movie, never watched it. Have seen that movie, enjoyed it immensely. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Heard of that one.
Good movie. And the rest of these, I don't know, so I don't care. Nudity in films in 1981? Why would I care about that? Oh, well, probably a short list. Let's look at that. I don't know that movie. Evil Dead! Friday the 13th, Part 2! Halloween 2! Oh, goodness. One of my favorite movies of all time. Heavy Metal! The Howling? Awesome movie. Looker? I don't think I've seen that. Miss 45? That made me laugh so much I actually coughed. Possession? Postman Always Rings Twice? I don't remember nudity in that movie. Well, of course, any movie with Bo Derek's got nudity in it. Fantasies. Okay, we're going back to the boob list. Because you know what? Let's stick with the boobs. Boobs are still PG-13-ish. Oh, except two of these movies. 3, 4, 5, 7 of these movies are not. So, the next movie was Scream, Rose McGowan. We covered that already. Hostel, mm-hmm. Part 2. I haven't actually seen this movie, so I can't really say anything about it. But they're listing Heather Matarazzo as being the babe in the movie who shows some boobs. Next one, of course, is a movie I have seen and laughed my ass off when I saw, and I may have to watch it again at some point. Zombie Strippers. Oh yes, The Howling, I remember, had boobies. Yeah, that's correct. Perky in the chat room is yapping, mentioning about that.
Ha! Huh.
Okay, he just commented about Tara Reid and Sharknado. That was a horrible movie. Horrible, horrible, horrible movie. And it didn't even have the excuse of having any boobs in the movie. Seriously. Oh, wait, no.
How
the one
dare
girl,
they?
No, the one girl was in a bikini for most of the movie, and she was very lovely in it. Okay, satisfied. Moving on. Zombie Strippers, Jenna Jameson. Let's get a stripper / porn star in a zombie movie, and let's have fun. That's the whole point of that movie. Nothing else. Yes.
No fun.
Yes. Oh, no, it was a great fun movie. I think it was, according to the name here, is Penny Drake and Roxy Saint. I don't know which of these girls was the other one, but she developed a superpower with her zombie powers.
Mm-hmm.
Jazzy, you don't want to know what it was.
No.
But it made me howl and laugh. Oh my God, that is so funny! It involves ping pong balls.
Oh dear God.
It does not involve sucking them.
Oh, dear God.
It involves the opposite.
Oh, God.
Yes! So, moving on to the next movie. Piranha!
Oh, God.
The original... Oh, no, this is the 2010 one. Oh, this is the 3D one. Yeah. Kelly Brook? Yum. Very nice. Although, I liked Elizabeth Shue in this movie, although she didn't get naked in this movie at all. That's okay. I still like her. Reanimator, 1985, awesome movie with Jeffrey Combs in it. Yeah! And apparently Barbara Crampton got some boobs in there in that movie, I think. I remember that. Return of the Living Dead 3! With Melinda Clark. She's a lovely lady. And, yeah, we'll stick with that. The Entity, it's been so long since I've seen this movie, I don't remember it, but Barbara Hershey, lovely lady. Can she make change for a dollar? No!
Who's making change?
Perky's asking questions about not Jenna Jameson's, but the other zombie stripper and her special superpowers.
Dear God, no.
We're moving on.
God, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So, after The Entity, we have a movie called Vampire Orgy. You can just tell. You can just tell where that kind of movie's going to with a name like that. Obviously, this movie did not play at the theaters. This movie was video and weird movie theaters only. Because it's, and I'm going to read the tagline about it, a lesbian vampire couple waylay and abduct various passerbys, both male and female, to hold them captive at their rural manor in the English countryside in order to kill and feed on them to satisfy their insatiable thirst for blood. And they list two lovely ladies in this movie as being boobages, Marianne Morris and Anolka Zyubinska. I hope I didn't hurt her name, because that hurt me thinking about how to pronounce that. I'm guessing it's Russian. Could be Slavic.
I'm not trying.
Slavic, Russian, something like that.
Something like that.
Now, the queen of the boobs in horror movies, everybody should know this name right off the bat. Oh, hey, we've got an Alden in the chat room. Hi, Alden. I know Alden. See, when you mention that there's going to be boobs on the show, that it's going to be sexy, and we're talking to filling up bikini parts, people show up in the chat room. What a surprise. So, the number one movie, sorry, the number 10 movie with the number one lady with boobs in the movie, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Now, no nudity in this movie. It's a very PG-13 movie, but she has herself a large set of lovely endowments.
Oh dear.
So, that was that list, and I'm done with lists for today. So we're going to go back to the concept of sex versus lust versus fear versus violence. Boom, 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 boom. So, what you may or may not know, and I'm going to surprise you and let you in on a little bit of a FYI here, there is a whole genre of movie called sexploitation.
Really?
Yes. There's a couple of other subgenres like this called blaxploitation. The crazier one that I've come across more recently is nunsploitation. So the focus on the movies are these specific little subgenre things because it deals with fetish issues and stuff like this. But sexploitation movies were about, let's have a sexy couple of women doing something in this movie and have this movie be completely off the other side of why? So, as an example of what I'm talking about, there is a series of movies, I think there's four of them. I've seen one of them, I haven't seen the other three, because it was okay, it didn't really get too interesting too much. Yes, War Dog, I agree with you. Ilsa, the she-wolf, basically, she's Hitler's left-hand woman on the train, and she's torturing people and having sex with everybody in order to get the information she needs in order to win World War II. And yes, War Dog, nunsploitation. There are a series of movies about hot nuns and demons and things and stuff. If you look up a lady by the name of Melantha Blackcourt, I think her name is. She's got a movie. I watched this movie. I bought it from her at a convention. I laughed my ass off. It was just so damn funny and so wrong on so many different levels that I just can't even continue to compare. I'm going to try, though. It's called Sinners and Saints. And I really don't know how to describe it, except that it's a nun and a priest and a demon, and the nun and the priest are trying to prevent the demon from coming out to Earth and releasing a horde of demons and other stuff, but she's basically a gun-toting 45, I think she's using 45s, twin 45s or whatever, she just shoots everything, and she's the nun.
Oh dear.
And the priest is Mr. Kung Fu Ha kind of guy. And the one scene that always sticks in my mind is she's got her guns, she's shooting them away, shooting at all the demons, refilling the clips, and she's shooting so much that all of her clothes start to fall off.
Oh, dear God.
And it's like, her boobs are bouncing all over the place. It's like, okay, this is funny as hell looking. And there's a demon in the background in shadow cast, and you can see what he's doing. And he's watching her nun. It's like, what the?
Oh, God.
Yes. So that's...
Oh, God. No.
It's just... That kind of fetishism in movies amuses the crap out of me that people, A, are into that thing other than more than just a cursory sort of thing. But there's a whole subgenre of people that go out of their way to watch this kind of movie. More power to them, as long as nobody's getting hurt, as far as I'm concerned. But there are thousands of movies that fit into that category of what's called sexploitation, which started in the 70s. Blaxploitation is mostly about African-American people in various different movies and whatever, but it's based to be subgenre to them. It's not specifically sexual or anything else, but it's African-American culture and stuff. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka was a comedy movie that was making a good bit of fun about this movie, and for that movie, I always laugh at this scene where, I can't remember which Wayans brother it was, but it was one of the Wayans brothers, is met up with this woman of the night slash hooker, and he's about to get his fun on, and she says, oh, well, don't worry, I gotta take this off, and she takes off her wig, then it goes through a whole series of things, and she's eventually taken off both of her legs, and she basically has no legs, and the guy freaks out, like, what the hell? What the hell part of you is real? Oh, I got the important parts, baby. I love you long time. It was just one of those crazy movies. Yeah. You still with me?
Yay, crazy movies. I am.
Yay. Now, so, we've now finished with sexploitation, and we have finished with horror. Now we're going to go into science fiction. All right? One of my favorite science fiction movies that... Oh, well, we might come back to horror again, because I just remembered that there's... You know what? Screw it. We're going to do the two other movies first, and then go back to science fiction. Okay. Decoys. Decoys is probably a movie that I don't think any of you guys have all heard of, but it's a Canadian movie. Stars one of my favorite actresses named Kim Poirier. We've had her on the show before. She was also in the Dawn of the Dead 2004 remake. Decoys is about a race... Actually, it's just the one lady and a couple of her associates. They're aliens. They feed on the heat of human interaction, so that's why they like sex. But they live in a cold place. So the whole premise of this is they live on they're sorority girls on a campus, and they're basically picking off the other students. And there's lots of nudity and fun boobage in that movie. I like the movie. It's just fun. It's
sorority girls on campus.
Yeah. It's one of those fun kind of frippery movies that just don't have any purpose or sense, but it's an enjoyable watch. Like most movies in horror and whatever, it's pointless. But hey, fun. And then, of course, we must always mention my favorite boob movie and the concept behind it, Thanksgiving. Because right on the very front of the package, it says, boobs in the first 60 seconds. How can you go wrong with a movie like that? Right?
You couldn't.
And they even say in their making of documentary portion, we spent more money just to get to that first 10-minute shot in the beginning of this movie when we really released it. And that was more of our budget than anything else in this whole movie. So, that's it for those style of movies. Oh, and I will throw in one more thing. Troma. Troma movies. If you haven't seen them, you should. Especially if you like boobs in horror movies. Now, going into sci-fi land. So, as I kept focusing on pretty much... okay, he mentioned Rubber. That was a great movie. It has a shower scene. It is gratuitous. And the tire can't get it on with this girl in the shower. But that's okay. Sci-fi movies. One of my favorite sci-fi movies is Saturn 3. And Logan's Run is another one. I mentioned both of them because Farrah Fawcett's in both of them. Are you familiar with who Farrah Fawcett is?
Yes.
Okay. She's a very attractive woman. Keystone part of Hollywood and boys growing up in the 80s and 90s. Stuff like that. She was an angel in Charlie's Angels, too. So, Saturn 3 also got another wacky character by the name of Udo Kier. Crazy German guy. Man, is he ever crazy. I'm going to stick with it. Yeah, he's crazy. They're on Saturn, one of the moons of Saturn, and she's basically the doctor's love toy on this moon, and he's built this big honkin' massive killer robot, and the killer robot starts going around killing everybody. Don't wait, morality's come into play in that one again. Logan's Run is about a future society. Have you seen Logan's Run before?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
He's in Iron Sky, that's right. Yes, Udo Kier, definitely, that is correct. Oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot about Iron Sky. Iron Sky has a great scene with, actually a lot of great scenes, but we're not going to go there. Yeah, Logan's Run, back to Logan's Run. So, future society, where everybody's pleasures are met, everything you could possibly want, future society, perfect, beautiful, do whatever you want, nothing is wrong. Everybody's happy until you hit your, what was it, 30th birthday? Then you must go to, oh, what was the expression? Ceremony? Oh, man, I can't remember what it was. But you basically go to the ceremony and you raised up into the ground, and bam, zapped. Killed. Nobody lives past the age of 30 or whatever.
Oh, dear.
But Farrah Fawcett gets naked in this movie because she's a plastic surgeon. Wait, no, she's just a nurse. Complete doughhead in the movie. But she was attractive. Oh, I have to say something about what War Dog just posted. So, the difference between horror and sci-fi with nudity is that in science fiction, it seems to be that nudity and whatever else is used as part of the continuing drama of the human saga. Another movie I'm going to mention here called, oh my gosh, I can't remember what it was. Oh, man. It was an animated movie, too. Dagnabbit, Forbidden Planet. No, not Forbidden Planet. Something along those lines, but it's a French animated movie. Everybody's naked in this movie. But it was, humans are small on a world of giants, and they're kept as playthings and whatever. It was a social commentary about society. Well, of course it's about society. About how warped society can become when left to other devices that are beyond control, and things just get out of control. And sex can be part of that as a weapon. Sex can be part of that as the cure to society. Science fiction likes to play with the whole role of human nature, the physical side of life, the gender identities that people have, male, female, trans, any of the combinations of things like that. And science fiction, as far as nudity is concerned, likes to experiment with where can you go with that and what are the repercussions of stuff. Horror goes more for the visceral, in-your-gut kind of thing. It's like, oh, sex, yeah, fun, ooh, bad, consequences, ooh, killed. You know, it's kind of black and white in horror. Horror always looks at sex as being bad, as evil. Well, not necessarily evil, but bad. Because if you're not doing it in wedlock, you're not doing it proper term, obviously must be bad. So therefore you must be punished by being killed. Yeah.
Exactly.
But in science fiction, it could be anything else completely. So, but also carrying back to the original concept I was saying about how horror movies are geared for mostly guys, science fiction is meant to gear more to a wider range of audiences. And then in the late 80s, we have this lovely little movie called Aliens come into play with Sigourney Weaver, who back then, hot. And now, as an older lady, hot as an old lady. Older lady, whatever. But because of her role in Alien and the subsequent movies thereafter, she presented a dynamic character that was both hot and kick-ass. So now, it's not just about the flighty girl, it's also now about, now you can have a heroine playing a role that's very strong and still sexy. So now you have, after that, you have characters like Mila Jovovich in Resident Evil, and you have a whole crapload of other movies, and the shift is now, sexy's not just about, ooh, bimbos, sexy's also now about strong, self-willed women who can carry their own role in a movie, in a news story, and that sort of thing afterwards. And now you see more male nudity in movies, which, because more women are active about interest in the movies and stuff like that, not that they weren't before, but now the engagement. Hello. Did you drop
that
the bucket?
That did not just happen.
You just dropped the bucket, didn't you?
I just dropped an empty beer bottle. But it was empty. So
better not
okay.
have been a head in that bucket, because that's my brains.
No, it was an empty beer bottle.
So, getting back to the story at hand. Bow, wow, wow, wow. Bow, wow. I like big words. I actually noticed that we're actually at the end of the show. I just wanted to...
Where did the time go?
Seriously, that's what I'm talking about. It's the end of the show, for crying out loud. It's like, okay. So, I don't know who's on Free Pie. I know that on Mental Candy, Joan has a band of some sort coming on. I have no notes about them because I didn't have time to ask. Gosh darn it. Everybody in the chat room, Jazzy, people on the outer planes of the world, thank you for showing up and enjoying our wonderful show. I hope you come back again many, many more times.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.